Old Man's Story. Louis Labonte was an old man when the wagon emigrants began to arrive in the Willamette Valley of Oregon. He enjoyed sitting in his rocker on the porch of his cabin, spinning stories for the pioneer children. One day he told,
"I came by a sailing ship to the mouth of the Columbia River in the employ of John Jacob Astor's Pacific Fur Company. I took an Indian bride, Little Songbird. I was one of the first farmers west of the Mississippi. I remember the way Indians hunted deer. In order to get close enough to kill a deer with an arrow, the Indian hunter would get down on all fours and drape the head and hide of a deer over his body. He would come up on a herd of deer, acting as if he was grazing, and even would occasionally jerk the deer's head from side to side as if driving away flies. Before long, the buck would spot the intruder and commence a stamping and snorting. All the while, the Indian would be working his way closer and closer. Finally, the buck, shaken with excitement, would offer a challenge to fight. The imposter would move in the buck's direction, and within maybe 60 feet, the hunter would rise up, throw off his disguise, and release an arrow. You don't see Indians around much anymore. Nope. Country's getting way too dang civilized."
Labonte lived to witness Oregon become the 33rd state admitted to the Union. He died the following year in 1860 and was buried in a cemetery near his farm. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.